You ever been around when a time capsule was opened?
I remember burying one in elementary school.
You did?
Yeah. It was like a big school thing. I don't remember if it, I mean, I definitely wasn't there if it was ever dug up.
You think you should go back and try to dig it up?
I would have to, I mean, it would be a bit of a hunt to figure out exactly where it is.
I know.
But you don't know where you buried it?
Somewhere at the elementary school.
I know some schools or some classes will do that, like as kindergartners, and then open them up at like senior year. I think that would have been a cool idea.
So I wasn't there when our high school did it, but recently I went back for my 20-year reunion, and one of the questions they asked was if the elementary school, before they tore it down, happened to dig up any of the time capsules that they had buried at their kindergarten class, because the idea was to bury them and then you open them at your 20-year reunion.
Oh, wow. Even
that would be cool.
But I wasn't there. And then they knocked down the elementary school and rebuilt the elementary school at a different location. And now the old location is a park. So we reached out to the public park committee in Harlem, Georgia, and just said, hey, this was what happened. And they wrote back and said, in the last 5 years since we knocked down the old school, all five classes that have done reunions have reached out to us and asked about this. We know the location. And so a couple classmates are organizing a time to go back there. Again, I didn't bury one of those
capsules.
They're
going to do like a dig.
Yeah. So they're going to do a little mini meetup and dig up and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
But I thought that was really neat that whenever they did the construction and tearing down the school, they noted when they gave it to the city, like, hey, this is where we always buried those capsules. Because it was all right around the same, like, walking trail that they had near the elementary school, and they actually kept that walking trail as a path around the park.
I'm impressed that all the links in that chain of command continued in that, that somebody didn't go, I don't care about this, and chuck it away, you know.
Yeah, with the amount of people that probably came and went from those jobs and in those offices.
Well, this one, it's apparently one of the biggest time capsules that has been opened
in
Seward, Nebraska.
In America's official July 4th small town.
Small town USA, 4th of July city.
The world's biggest time capsule, according to the World Record Academy.
It looks like a swimming pool.
Okay, yeah, it
really
does. Huge concrete enclosure.
A classic roadside attraction for 50 years.
They found it. I can't believe they found it.
Finally unsealed, revealing a treasure trove of America.
I mean, yeah, it took one of those giant cranes. Right, to lift the whole thing out of the ground.
But why wouldn't they have been able to find it?
Yeah, it's
huge. Isn't that what they're known for? They put the world's largest time capsule in the ground, and then the next day they were like, where the hell did we bury that thing?
It was at their house.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but it wasn't like 400 years ago. It's got a Vega in it. It's got a Chevy in there from the 70s.
Yeah, 50 years.
Kana. Half a century ago today, the town came together to freeze a moment in time.
Pet rocks, a teal-colored leisure suit, very, very much 1975.
Even an almost perfectly preserved Chevy Vega.
That is remarkable in of itself. Those things would rust when a cloud passed over.
Yes.
And the
it
fact that
perfect.
They sealed it underground and that moisture somehow didn't get to it and leave it as nothing but four hubcaps is a miracle. That's the best Chevy Vega on the planet.
It might be the only one that can drive.
Oh my God, that thing's awesome.
It took 3 days to crack open this 45-ton portal to the past. They even had to use a crane, and then it was a race against time to bring thousands of items up and out.
But it was some of the smaller items that got the biggest response.
This is clearly my mom's handwriting.
Chris Galen reuniting with this note.
I hope you had a good education, a happy, successful life.
That would be crazy.
His mom wrote it 50 years ago. He's probably not much older than 50.
No.
That moment is what capsule creator Harold Davidson would have wanted.
I thought my dad was crazy. I think you need to be pushing 45 to understand how fast time goes, how little time you have to make memories with those you love. And that was what he was trying to do.
The thing I'm thinking about as I think about the time capsule is it's not about what's inside of it. It's about what's inside of us.
Oh, come on.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, you open the time capsule because you care about what's inside of it. So
yes.
Shut
somebody
up,
buried a motorcycle in the ground. Let's not get too deep about this, buddy.
And who we were back in 75 and who we are today.
Honoring.
I don't ever want to listen to someone wearing a Johnny Quest ringer tee in 2025 again.
No.
Honoring the past and the present on a day of celebration. Maya Eaglin, NBC News, Seward, Nebraska.
There's a lot of the, like, little details of that story that are weird to me. Like, they found it, even though it was very clearly marked. And where, right. And then they said, like, getting stuff out of there, it was a race against time. I go,
for what?
Why?
For,
like, why? Like, you know, you could, what, like, weather? Like,
was
you
a
know,
storm
you
coming?
You could put a tent over it or something. Like, it's not the size of a football
with
field.
With the lid back on.
Yeah.
It had a lid.
Yeah, like,
yeah. I thought the same thing. Do you think we should do a Free Bear and Hot Wings time capsule?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long from now would it be opened?
Yeah, it's too bad we didn't do one years, in 97. I think it would have been a little easier. We won't. I don't think we'll make it to the 50.
We could do 20. I think that's attainable.
God,
I think we'll all still be alive in 20
I hope
years.
So. Very sad.
What would you put in it? What would you put in a time capsule from today?
An iPad
from this now.
A bunch of stuff I don't
have
want anymore.
A lot of some clothes that don't fit our children anymore. Maybe
I put
some
an
old
iPad
aquarium
in there,
stuff.
But somehow figure out a way to keep it plugged in so it has power. So when you open it up in 20 years, you have 38,000 notifications on there.
Immediately gives you stress.
Yeah.
I'd put presents in there from listeners that I feel bad about throwing away.
So they're still existing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just put everything on the floor behind me.
Yeah. Yeah. That is your time
this
capsule.
This is a time capsule.
I mean, honestly, like almost everything on the floor in here or on the counter for that matter. There's a lot of stuff that for no reason is here.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that old closet that was also a producer booth down the hall.
Oh, that's a time capsule
you're for right. sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because now they locked it. We can't even get in to get our stuff.
Yeah.
Really? That's locked now?
Yes.
Oh, man. I had so much stuff in there I wanted to get.
Are you going
to
get a calendar from 2007?
Yeah.
are we going to get a pervert's shirt?
A triple X t-shirt.
Yeah, there's a weird shirt. It was like a Hawaiian shirt hanging on the wall in there.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of stuff in there, not just a pervert shirt.
Yeah. There might be a guy. Who knows?
Who knows? Do you think they checked before they locked it? Or they're just like, it's good.
No, they just went around locking all the doors because of all the big renovations that are immediately going to happen and we have to get out of there ASAP.
That is how that goes.
It's only a year and a half ago.
What would you put in a Howings?
Probably, like a couple of photographs, things like that. Maybe a set of my headphones, something like that. Like if it was radio related.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Definitely music. Something that we know for a fact will not still be popular in 20 years. Just so we can look
just
back
put in,
it.
A stream of our show.
Yeah.
They could open it in like 1 year, not popular.
Yeah. Maybe that. Cause like music in general, it's like, it's not like you could be open it up and it's like, oh, I remember 78. It's like, oh, I remember digital file.
Right.
So
I would put a printout of the listener who sends us the What Did We Learn montage.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that'd be such gibberish.
Or if I could do an audio file montage of What Did We Learn, I would maybe put that in there, but I would hesitate to do that just in case, you know, like there was an apocalypse and we can't listen to audio. And then I'd also print out the segment 17 random extra fact bonus fact points.
God. People because be so those, confused.
Those don't make sense, and I'm the fact master right now. I don't know if you guys know that if you don't listen to segment 17, so I get to give out bonus facts, and I have been shelling out bonus facts like they're candy this year.
Yeah, you have.
The fact trackers really love to mention to me that they can't tell when I'm giving out serious bonus points or if they actually apply or not, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that. So I think because that is such gibberish. But sometimes when we go back through the What Did We Learns and the bonus facts, it provokes a memory of, that was when Steve talked about, like, you know, his business pants or whatever, you know, and that's always so much fun.
I heard that while we were on vacation.
Yeah.
Like business dockers.
Yeah.
This text, Freebeer, you should put a hot and ready in your time capsule.
This one, put Maitland in the time capsule so she stays perfect.
Yeah, that's right. Suffocate her now.
Yeah, you hear that in like 25 or 30 years, you're gonna be a mess.
JT's man boobs are in that closet
along with Dahmer's Scooby-Doo sinister laugh. Those are local references, but man, they are spot on.
Yeah, it's right.
There he is.
Hi JT, need my chocolate. Chocolate.
That is our old boss.
And I'm looking over the shoulder of her, hugging her, and I look over and I go, yeah.
That's the day we started calling him a creep.
I said, okay, well, you work out loud. Victoria's Secret, and that's your roommate, right?
He was like sick.
Why did he talk like that?
Because he was a pervert. Yeah, he was a pervert.
No, he was not.
Like, he was like, he was sick, or he had been at a concert or something. Like, he was not. He didn't sound.
He had been
and
up
he was
like,
all winded. So it was so it was like a perfect storm.
But he was talking about hugging a Hooters girl.
I mean, it was, so but the fact that he was so out of breath,
and looking over at a roommate, I'm like,
he's breathing very heavy.
Yeah. I said, "Okay, you work at Victoria's Secret, and that's your roommate, right?"
I think
he had been running down the hallway, or he had to like take the stairs or something. Like something had happened just before that.
He's like,
wow, he was so
now
winded.
Watch me make your safety disappear.
And then we just start asking him questions.
He's all ripped now.
He is. JT is.
Yeah.
He could probably really catch those gals now.
Guess he stopped having his chocolate.
That's not true.
He's not.
That was pulled from an ad, wasn't it? IJT need my chocolate. It's like, from ads now? Seriously?
IJT need my chocolate.
That was an ad?
Chocolates.
For what?
JT's chocolate roasters. I don't know.